When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts.
Mike Thompson RV is the best yours.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Gordon Lightfoot passed away, so we're honoring his music, which won't pass away.
The highway with a sign that just said mother, and he heard a driver coming about a half a mile away.
How beautiful.
And he held the sign up high up, so no decent soul could miss it. It was 10 degrees or colder down by Boulder Dam that day.
Here it comes.
He was raised up
no,
in
it isn't.
Milwaukee.
I give up.
Though he never was that famous.
10 degrees and getting colder. Beautiful. Don't you love that folk kind of sound? Thanks, Rick. Good stuff. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to have a grown-up conversation about insurance. And we always turn to Brian Billhartz from Billhartz Desert Insurance. Remember, it's not Billhartz Desert Insurance. It's Brian Billhartz. What are your kids' names?
Oh, geez. Caitlin is my oldest, and then the younger three that are my wife and I's children are Brooke, Brianna, and Brylan.
So they don't have the Billhartz problem.
Believe it or not, I think they still do.
Oh, yeah?
I think they still do. Even, I mean, I know I've shared this before, my poor agents, you know, male and female, does not matter. People will ask them, are you Bill? Is your name Bill?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How fun. Okay. Where are we? I'm worried about the economy. I'm worried about everything. So put our insurance concerns into perspective for us. And Joey Pals, you know this will all be up on my website and the phone number. And you need to contact Brian Billhartz right away and he'll tell you why.
So I was thinking you were going to say put people's insurance questions at ease.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no ease in this business. But so we're just coming off of the Medicare open enrollment period, which ended March 31st. And that was an opportunity where people could make one more change to their Medicare Advantage plan or go from a Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare. That is come and gone. So now we're in what's called lock-in. So typically in lock-in, it means what it says. You're, for all intents and purposes, you're locked in to the plan that you have for the remainder of the year. So there are certain situations where people might be able to change if you qualify for Medi-Cal, if you qualify for prescription drug assistance, it's called extra help. You know, you have opportunities to change your plans. But while I'm thinking about it, I mentioned Medi-Cal. So during the pandemic, during the public health emergency, all states put a freeze on Medi-Cal redeterminations. So what that means is every year when you're eligible for Medi-Cal benefits, you have to refile and confirm that you still qualify. Confirm that you didn't win the lottery, you didn't get an inheritance, you didn't hit a jackpot at the casino that would otherwise deem you ineligible for Medi-Cal because you'd have an increase in assets or if you took a job and got some income. So every year you have to go through this process to confirm that you still qualify for Medi-Cal. Well, they put it on hold for the last 3 years.
So people forgot about it, I'll bet you.
Oh, you know what? That's a great way to look at it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They did. They just took it for granted that the Medi-Cal would perpetuate. So it just started on April 1st, where now the states are back to doing the redeterminations. But I will say this. I know there's a lot of kind of national publicity about this situation, but I will say California is always different, good or bad, right? But in this case, so July of last year, the eligibility for Medi-Cal changed. So when somebody has both Medicare and Medi-Cal, there were both a asset and an income qualification. So not I want to focus on the asset side of it. A home is exempt. An automobile is exempt. You could live in a $5 million home, have a $200,000 car, but have no money in the bank and qualify for Medi-Cal as long as your income was low.
You know something? I'm trying so hard to pay attention to you, and this is so complicated. I can imagine how we normal folks are just dumbfounded by all of it. Golly, there must be some horrible stories.
I mean, yes, you know, there are horrible stories on both sides. There are horrible stories where people, you know, we sit at their dinner table. We sit across from them. So we know, you know, the life that they're living.
Yes.
And we see these people that we truly sense need the help, but they're just above the income. They're just above the asset level. And it's like, it's heartbreaking. It really is. But I will say, going back to July of last year, what ended up changing was for a single person to be eligible for Medi-Cal prior to July, their assets, meaning stocks, bonds, mutual funds, anything that could be readily converted to cash could not exceed $2,000. But as of July 1, the state changed that from 2,000 to 135,000.
Oh, my stars. And I don't do math, but that makes no sense to me. What was the logic behind that?
Well, Joey, that's a loaded question. You know, I think the pundits are going to say, you know, now more people are eligible for Medi-Cal, which is a fantastic thing.
That's good.
But maybe this is my cynical side, and I'm a very optimistic cup. Cup is not just that the cup is half full. The cup is always refillable, right? So I try to stay positive, but I look at this and I go, well, I know when you're stating that your assets are under a couple $1,000s, the state, when you're eligible for Medi-Cal, the state actually has a like a reclamation component to it. Meaning, again, just focusing to keep it simple, if you're a single person and you pass away and you have an estate, you have a home, we'll say, that the state could have a lien, can lien your property for specific dollar amounts that Medi-Cal paid on behalf of the Medi-Cal beneficiary. So my cynical side says this increase in assets is because now it'll make it easier for the state to claim, you know, that reclamation once the person passes away.
How many hours a day are you near your phone?
24.
Because this is nothing that any of us should try alone. Now, what can you do? You said the deadline was March 31st. So if you know what my insurance is, because you do it. But whatever I had as of March 31st, I have for the rest of the year. What do you tell people who weren't in place March 31st?
Yeah, that's a great question. I tell them, let's get you on the scrolls for October. Because there's really, so right now during this lock-in period, really the people that can enroll in a plan are people that are leaving an employer group plan. You know, they're retiring. People that are becoming newly eligible for Medicare, they're just turning 65 or qualify for Medicare post 2 years of being on permanent disability. People that move here permanently, right? We get, like, especially throughout the pandemic, we had a lot of people relocate from Orange County and LA County when they realize they can work remotely. So in situations like that, you cross county lines, that opens up the ability for you to change plans if need be. So I'm trying to work with some local realtors to make them aware of this, because they're the first ones that see the people who move. And if any of them are, you know, age 65 or over, chances are they're going to have to do something about their Medicare coverage.
This is so complicated. Do you have to go to school every year to keep up with it?
There is training that we do every year. We do training with the health plans. We do a special certification that just allows us the opportunity to present these plans to Medicare beneficiaries. But truly, the schooling comes with every single person we sit with. Right? We hear what their situation is, and then we try to find solutions to help them out of whatever that situation is. So schooling is continuous.
Golly's. I'm glad it's Easter time, rebirth. We need to. How often should you look at your Medicare, Medi-Cal insurance program? Is that the right word? How often should you review that?
I mean, it's a good idea to do it every year, because the truth is all of the insurance carriers, they come up with new plans and new benefit products every single year, because they want to remain competitive. They want to, you know, offer new things to attract new, you know, clients. So it's a good idea to do every single year, especially if your prescription drugs change, if your doctors change, if you have diagnoses that change. Like, there's a lot of your finances change. There's a lot of different reasons that you want to review it, especially people that are out there, any of your Joey pals that are on Medicare supplemental insurance or a Medigap insurance. What they probably don't know is that every year right around their birth month in the state of California that they can go from Company A to Company B without being medically underwritten. The advantage to that is most people have been with Company A for the last 10, 12, 15 years, and their premiums have just gone straight up, right? But then there's other companies that say, hey, we want to attract people to come sign up for our insurance, so they offer the same exact plan with a lower premium.
And there's no way we would know that, the John Q. public would know that, without talking to you, because we wouldn't know where to look or how to compare or even to look. Gosh darn it. Okay, we're out of time on so many levels. But please tell us phone number, website, and we'll put it all up on joeyenglish.com. I think I would say to Joey Pals, from my perspective, if I didn't know you had my back in all of this, I would right now today call and just say, what's going on? Can you check mine for me? Because there's no charge for that, is there, Brian?
That's correct. And I, you know, Joey, I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for you and for your loyalty. It's been a fun journey that we've been on, especially over the last, you know, 8 months, 10 months, whatever it's been, that we uncovered something that we didn't realize was there. So
it's amazing what you do not know about what you should know. Phone number, website, sweetheart.
Yeah, 760-459-9617, www.billhartsinsurance.com, and again, BILHARTZinsurance.com.
So nice to see you. Thanks so much. You're taking good care of us.
I'm doing my best, Joey. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.